I had a lot of fun today. I can't believe you made me watch all 400 hours of Lord of the Rings. Whatever, 413, same difference. The point is, I don't think I'll ever be the same. I'm pretty sure at one point, my soul just floated up and watched me watching a movie. I'm kidding. You know I love those movies. Just maybe next time we can watch one a day. That would ruin the full experience, right? I forgot you're one of those people. What's that supposed to mean? It means exactly what it sounds like. I wouldn't be surprised if you knew Elvish. Okay, see, I was joking. It's crazy that you memorized that. I don't care if it's in the movie. It's crazy. You are crazy. But that's why I like spending time with you. Or, one of the reasons anyway. I should probably head out. So give me a hug. I wanted to... I should go. Wow. I'm sorry. You seemed into this. I didn't, sorry. Oh, you are? But you can't... Why? Why can't you? Is it my breath? What do you mean we can't do this? Last I checked, we're both consenting adults and there's nobody around. You can't do that to me? Do what? Oh, your disease. You don't want to get that close to me because you think I wouldn't like the bad parts of you? You do know I've already seen them, right? What does that mean, in a friend way? Is there another version of the bad stuff that only appears if you date someone? I've seen you go through hell. I've seen the treatments and medication and hospital stays and those horrible coughing fits that last for hours. None of it scared me away or made me change my mind about liking you. Well, no shit, it's not a sexy disease. But I'm not really sure that it's, what a sexy disease is. But you aren't just some embodiment of an illness. You're a human being first and foremost. And you are sexy. And thoughtful. And a loyal friend and incredibly funny. And very, very smart. Yeah, I know you struggle with mental health too. We're best friends, remember? But I think you make it out to be this almighty thing that can never be helped. You think it takes over who you are and makes you annoying to deal with. But those problems are not as big in real life as they feel in your head. I mean, you've helped me through some shitty times in my life. Do you really think I'd still want to be with you if your mental health was too much for me? No? Really? I don't get a say? No, I didn't mean it like that. I mean that you just said you want this too, but you've decided that I could never want you. Not in the long run, anyway. Except I never said that. Have I ever made you feel like you didn't deserve love? No? So then why won't you give me a chance to try and give you that love? Nah, you're not playing the death card with me. Everybody dies. Does that mean nobody should get together because eventually one will have to watch the other die? That's bullshit and you know it. You know you deserve love and happiness just as much as anyone else. And maybe you don't want that to come from me, which is fine. But just admit, you deserve... Really? You want to try? No, that's a perfectly good answer. How do we do this? We can talk about everything later. Right now, though. Mm.